Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, retired United States Navy Seabees, two combat tours in Iraq, director for the Northern California Veterans Museum, Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, Silver Star Widows and Veterans Program, and now our Battlefield Expressions PTSD Art Therapy Program, which is going on right now at the old Cottonwood Firehouse down in Cottonwood. We have classes taking place right now with military personnel and military families, and they are being able to enjoy that time and to express themselves and to be with other military families and personnel, and to be able to have a camaraderie and to be able to release some of the tension and issues and talk about things that are taking place in their lives, referring to the veteran in their family, whether it be male or female, or and the spouses and the kids there. They're just able to come together and be able to have a great opportunity to express themselves, but to share and know that they're in a like-minded situation. You know, this program has really turned out to be a godsend to our community and to our individuals that have served and their families. There is nothing else like it around. Battlefield Expressions PTSD Art Therapy is just a wonderful program that we were able to establish through the California Arts Program. And we have PTSD in there as the title because it shows that we can help those that have some extreme issues in their lives that need to be looked at and maybe taken care of. But you do not have to have PTSD to be part of the program. We want you, if you're a veteran or a family member, we want you to come to be a part of the program. All the materials are paid for. There is no cost to you. And through the grant program, it's an opportunity for us to say thank you back to the veteran and to their family to say, hey, we know that you have issues that you have to deal with while the veteran is gone serving, or you have to deal with those issues when they come back from the war zone or from extreme duty situations. And this is our opportunity for us to reach out to you and say that we can help you. This program has also been established and extended to our first responders. So if you're a police officer, a sheriff, marshal, or fireman, or EMT, and you would like to be a part of this program, or you have a wife or kids that would like to be part of this program, we want to make sure that we invite you to be able to be a part of this program also. And so the phone number for the Cottonwood Firehouse, which is our south location, is 347-8068. That's 347-8068. We have our staff members that are down there. You can call if you have questions, and they can help answer those questions. We're there through the week in and out, but they are there all day Saturday. So if you have any questions about Battlefield Expressions, we want to remind you that you can call and be a part of that. We also want to remind you that we are bringing the Wall of Remembrance to Northern California. We're bringing it to Shasta County. It's sponsored by the Northern California Veterans Museum, Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, and Battlefield Expressions. And then we also have other veterans organizations who have chipped in to help with some of this funding, with the Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council, the AMVETS, the American Vets, the American Legion. We have other individuals who are donating funds privately. We'd like to invite you, if you are a business or an individual that would like to help sponsor this program, we are looking for sponsorships to bring in this wall. It's the overall cost is about $12,000 to bring this wall in and then take care of the volunteers and some meals and run power and electricity and water to make sure we have fire coverage and everything else. And so if you would like to, as a business, to sponsor this program, we would invite you to call the museum phone number. The office number is 378-2280. 378-2280. And I'm going to give you my cell phone, too, because I'm not always in that office. And my cell phone number is 510-8210. That's 510-8210. And sometimes, even with all three of those numbers, it's difficult to get a hold of me because we're on the road, we're taking care of business in the community, we're running equipment, and we are involved making things happen. And so last night, the museum was part of the Cottonwood Parade for the kids, the children down there in Cottonwood on Main Street, Front Street, and it was a beautiful evening. The weather was perfect. We had probably over 500 folks that were there, and the kids, and the parade, and the museum staff. We sold snow cones and popcorn, so it was a fundraiser for the museum, and it was just another opportunity for us to be involved in our community, to be involved with the program. Down there was all about veterans and our country and patriotism. And it was fantastic to be there with a group, a township of people who were like-minded, that love this country, that love our God, and to love our military, and to say thank you to those who step up and serve this nation. You know, we just don't see enough of that. We don't see it in our larger cities, such as Redding. We don't see it in other cities throughout the state of California. But Cottonwood somehow comes through and shines every single time they have an event in Cottonwood. They step up to the plate and they make sure that everything is taken care of when it comes back to our God and country and to our military personnel. And so I want to say thank you to the Cottonwood Chamber of Commerce and for everything that they're doing down there to honor our veterans and to make sure that we continue to honor our God and country and to make sure that that's taking place. Not enough communities step up and be bold about their faith or be bold about their belief in our nation or be bold about those who serve this country. And we as individuals cannot say enough to say thank you to our military personnel. Every day these men and women are out there serving our nation around the world. They're putting their lives on the line and they're sacrificing. The news media that we have right now does not talk enough about the sacrifice of our military personnel, where they are, what they're doing, and the good that they're doing around the world. When there are issues around the world, who do they send? They send the military in there to take care of the disasters. They send them in there to take care of issues in countries where the freedom is oppressed. And it seems like that we are so busy taking care of issues around the world that sometimes we don't take care enough of the issues right here in our own nation where our freedoms are being oppressed and where our voices are being stymied and where our gun rights are being taken away from us. Our basic rights of what our Constitution is supposed to guarantee us. And yet, between the media and the government right now, they're taking those rights away from us. But our military personnel are stepping up and they're making a difference. And even those that come back to our community are making a solid difference in our community. And so I want to say thank you to those who step up, who have the courage to have a voice, who have the strength to be able to carry on and to make it happen. Because, you know, Shakespeare said, a coward dies a thousand deaths, but the brave only once. And you have to be brave. It means you have to step up to the plate. You have to be able to face criticism. And you have to be able to make a stand when the time comes. And that's not always easy. This morning, we have two gentlemen that are going to be part of our program with the Fleet Reserve Association, the FRA. And they are making a difference from our veterans community across the state of California and also in our own communities as we move forward. And the FRA will also be supporting the Wall of Remembrance as it comes into Shasta County. Once again, the Wall of Remembrance is the 9/11 Wall. This is the 10-year anniversary of the 9/11 Wall, but the 20th anniversary of 9/11 as it comes up this September. And the museum will be supporting this wall. It'll be at the museum property and on Ronda Road there at 4659. We're in process of getting everything prepared for that. The dates for the wall will be July 28th through August 1st. It'll be here for 4 days. It'll be available to the public for 24 hours a day, and it will be at no cost. We'll be asking donations from our community to help bring this wall in there and to be a part of it. It is a chance for us, for you, for civilians and military alike, to come and visit that wall and to pay respects to those who lost their lives on 9/11. But also to remember the men and women who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan and the global war on terror, the GWAT, around the world since that time frame. It's going to be a very emotional time for certain individuals as they come and they remember and they read and they reflect. And we think it's critical time in our nation right now for us to bring this wall in and for us to be able to share it with our Northern California community, but to express to everybody that we want as many to come and see it. And sometimes there's as many to come from hundreds of miles away. And we want to be a part of that healing process. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
When you're looking out to pet your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call him at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Greetings, North State. Just a reminder here to be sure and tune in to Common Ground Radio Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. You know, we have much more in common with one another than we normally recognize, but fail to see this thanks to our polarized media that deliberately divides us and demonizes the other side. Common Ground Radio is your progressive call-in talk show for the North State right here on Radio KCNR, where we seek bipartisan agreement on many issues affecting all of us using respectful, fact-based dialogue and starting for change from the progressive side of the street.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. You got three Navy chiefs in here. We're all singing anchors away that we're required to know when you make chief petty officer as part of our as part of that former initiation program. Now they've kind of done away from the initiation, and it's chiefs are not chiefs like they used to be chiefs, but it is what it is. This morning I'm in the great company of two individuals who serve our Navy, retired Marines, Coast Guard, and Merchant Marines through our program called Fleet Reserve Association, the FRA. And so I have Bill Hansel with me, who is the current president, the regional president of the FRA, and then I also have Steve Matthews with me, who is the former president of the FRA, who is still immensely involved in all of the different programs and the posts and things that are going on in our communities across Northern California. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good
morning.
So we're going to start with you, Bill, and we're going to talk a little bit about your service in the Navy and talk a little about what influenced you to go into the Navy. And then we'll talk to Steve next, and then we're going to talk about the Fleet Reserve and the programs and who it reaches out to and what we're doing in our community for all of our veterans.
Okay. Well, first of all, what got me into the Navy was I was a Sea Scout once upon a time, and I learned more about the Navy and the Coast Guard than I did anything else, but I almost enlisted in the Army, much to my discern. But anyway, I joined the Navy, went to boot camp in San Diego, and went on to electronic school. And from there, I got many other electronic schools, and I served aboard four different ships, two communication stations, Vietnam era. They offered me Vietnam a couple of times. Once was in the backseat of a jet, a la Tom Cruise, and I turned that one down because I didn't like flying. But they almost got me back to Saigon until a medical problem kept me out of it. But I did my duty. I was, like they say, in the rear with the gear. I was taking care of all the troops and the ships that were coming out of Vietnam for their two-week availability and R&R in the Philippines. And we were taking care of their ships and keeping them well cared for. But I did 21 years in the Navy, retired as the chief petty officer, and then went on to work for another 20 years for Department of Defense. And I've been in the Fleet Reserve Association now for 52 years continuous. I've had five different branches I was in. I was president of one for 8-9 years, something like that, and then finally moved up to the regional position, took over as vice president last year and up to president this year. And we're pushing it out there, trying to keep things going, and we've got 17 branches in the West Coast region, and we include five states, California, Nevada, Utah, Wyoming, and Colorado. So it's a big spread with 17 branches to take care of, so it does keep me busy.
Well, it sounds like you've had a really interesting career as we remember the 70th anniversary of the Vietnam War and the beginning of the Vietnam War. I want to say thank you to both of you gentlemen for serving during the Vietnam War. It's as the museum is a part of the national commemoration of the Vietnam War. It is our duty to remember and to say thank you to those who have served during the Vietnam time frame. We don't say thank you to you gentlemen enough. We don't say thank you to our Vietnam veterans enough in all of the different things that were taking place because of the nation at that time. And even now, as our veterans are coming home, they're not being thanked. Everything else, they're being pushed to the side. And we don't want to see that happen again because we learned a valuable lesson from what we saw. At least I learned a valuable lesson from what I saw. My brother was in the Navy during Vietnam, and when he came home, he immediately took his uniform off because he didn't want to be associated with, you know, the stigma of the hate that was coming from the American society at that time. Not all of it, but a great portion of the younger society of that. And so as a fellow veteran and as a Desert Storm and Iraqi veteran, I want to say thank you for your service for both of you without disregard. Steve, tell us a little bit about yourself and your career.
Well, I originally went in Vietnam, and I've got my dad was prior Army, career Army. His brother was prior Air Force. So I asked them both. They said, whatever my dad said, whatever you do, don't go in the Army. And his brother said, do anything you want. Just go, don't go in the Air Force. So I picked, Navy, you know, to go in and, went through basic training in San Diego when that, recruit training station was still open. Then went on to training to become an air crewman and fly in carrier-based aircraft off the coast of Vietnam, do search and surveillance missions and combat air patrol missions along the coast, and then got out and was out for 10 years, didn't want to have it. Again, Vietnam, you didn't want to have anything to do with the Navy. You didn't talk about your military time at all. You just kind of kept your mouth shut, kind of blend in. And then light bulb went over my on my head years later, and I says, I need to go back. And so I went back, and I ended up serving on three different squadrons. And
was that reserve duty?
No, that's all active duty.
All active duty again.
Three different squadrons, one in, of course, a squadron and during Vietnam was carrier-based, then two land-based squadrons after that. And served on the USS Midway, USS Independence, and USS Cimarron. Converted at the tail end of my career to be a career counselor because my job was hunting submarines and the Russians weren't coming out anymore. I got kind of bored. So I crossed over to be a career counselor and ended up retiring at Naval Station Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, as a career counselor for Naval Station.
Well, that's pretty tough duty there.
Oh, it's hard. It's tough, tough duty. Yep.
Yeah, what a beautiful base.
And then did about 16 years between Forest Service and Department of Defense and civilian service, and now volunteer with the California State Guard to augment the California National Guard, the Army and Air parts of the California Guard for emergency response.
So talking a little bit more about your duties right now with the Guard. You were talking a little earlier about all of the extra responsibilities that they're doing in our community right now.
Oh, sure. One of the things I was asked to take on was a program called ESGR, which means Employer Support of Guard and Reserve. So to help employers understand the challenges that reservists and Guard members have in trying to maintain their day-to-day job and stay out of trouble, you know, and still meet their responsibilities for active duty when they're called up. And you know right now they're very busy with the Guard is with food bank missions and with vaccine points of distribution. So my hat's off to them. Also, a part of that, under a program called Guard Ambassador Program, I help with the Work for Warriors and for family readiness. And this next month, we're going to do a boss lift out of Moffett, which I used to fly out of, and fly down to a military base where they're going to go out in the field and see how the Guards folks do their job when they're on active duty.
You were probably flying P-3 Orions out of there, weren't you?
Yeah, years ago, we flew P-3 Orions out of there, but the 129th Rescue Squadron, California Air National Guard, flies C-130s. I might get a chance next month to fly on a C-130, kind of like the smell and just the feel of it again.
Yeah,
you
like
know?
That vibration.
Oh, the vibration and the noise, you know, and the uncomfortability of
stay away from that red
military
line.
Aircraft. I'm really okay with that. I like it.
Great. We're listening to Steve and Bill this morning, the part of the FRA and the leadership in our community. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Bring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Jeff Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association is a nonprofit group that helps small-scale miners and prospectors while educating the public about mining. They offer gold-bearing claims that members can use, and they hold monthly meetings that are open to the public. If you are interested in prospecting, mining, metal detecting, or treasure hunting, please join the Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association by downloading the application on our website.
Stripes, 100 stories. It's the pledge of allegiance on the 4th of July. It's some handwritten letters from home. It's some sleepless nights alone. It's his newborn baby he left with his wife. Mr. Red, White, and Blue, lay down his life. Mr. Red,
good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and our guests this morning are two of the presidents and former president of the Fleet Reserve Association. And our first guest is Bill Hansel. And Bill, we were talking a little bit about when you were in the Navy, you were part of the Armed Forces Radio program. I want you to tell us a little bit about when you were doing the Armed Forces Radio and whatever the time frame was with that and some of the experiences that you had, because I think that they're really interesting.
All right. That was 69 and 70, I was stationed in Adak, Alaska, and I introduced myself to the staff at Armed Forces Radio and ended up getting a Sunday afternoon program, 4 hours, and basically my format was top 20 and countdown, and then I played a bunch of requests and then a bunch of moldy oldies, and we move on. But one of the big things about it was Armed Forces Radio would only allow us to play what Armed Forces Radio sent us. So we couldn't have private stock like 45s and things like that, or even LPs that played on the air. But we got around it every now and then. But one of the most requested songs was We Gotta Get Out of This Place by the Animals. And the only version we had was by 101 Strings. And we found that very boring. But one of my friends in the barracks was going down to the lower 48 for leave. And I told him, he doesn't come back, but what he brings me a copy of We Gotta Get Out of This Place by the Animals. And he says, only if you play it for me. I says, I'll do that. So when he came back from leave, he presented me with the record, and I went up to do my Sunday afternoon shtick, and I put it on for all the troops on ADAC, and I dedicated it to him. And then the XO at the time didn't like us playing this personal stuff, so he put out an edict. And so we had what they called carts. We could copy our own music to a cart. And so the, remember the old 8-track tapes?
Oh, sure.
And they had stops on there. When you stopped recording, they put a mark on the tape. Well, we recorded our stuff, and each disc jockey had a stack of their own carts. So I put it on carts for the other DJs to use. But we had quite a time in our little fishbowl. But Sundays, 4 hours, I'd do my shtick and entertain myself and all the people out in the island. I even almost got one of the wives to come on the air one time, but she didn't want to talk to me. She was her husband was a buddy of mine from the hangar, so you know we knew each other. So that was my time with radio. But I also had to write a column for Armed Forces, the newsletter up there, because I was a member of the Auto Club, and I was their announcer for our drag races out on the taxiway on Sunday afternoons or Saturdays, whenever, and the road courses and stuff. But they made me write up a newsletter, and I got picked on by the journalist staff up at ARFS. But, you know, we had a good time. We had a fun.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, there's so many times you're in the military, you got to find something to do that keeps you going. Because if you don't, it literally drives you crazy.
That was better than closing the bar every night.
That's, well, there you go. That's a great alternative. Well, not only that, but being able to play the music you wanted to play, too. I mean, that was, you know, that was just great time. So now we're going to transfer back to your duties with the Fleet Reserve Association. And let's talk a little bit about what you're involved in right now and what's taking place for our community.
The biggest thing that the FRA is doing, and this is in coalition with the military coalition in D.C. There's like 41 military associations in this coalition, and the FRA is the one of the co-chairs of this. And we are fighting for veterans' rights. And the biggest fight we got going on right now is with the VA, trying to get our servicemen the proper care that they need. We have been fighting for Agent Orange since we discovered Agent Orange way back during the NOM. And we still have vets out there that are suffering through with Agent Orange problems, and the VA is not recognizing it. We are still fighting to get the Blue Water Navy, the ones that served in ships off the coast, who are affected by this also, to get better care. But we're constantly on VA to improve their health care. And from the time I worked with the VA for 4 years, I know what that can be, especially getting beneficiaries signed up to get their health care. But these are the things we're trying to get covered. And I've got a whole list. If you go out to the FRA website out there, you can find this stuff. It's FRA.org. For those that are interested, you can go visit the website and you can see what steps were taken to take care of our veterans. Some of the biggest things we come up with every year is whenever the Congress decides they're going to put out the new budget, which is always late, they want to balance the budget on the backs of our veterans. They want money to come out of our retirement. They want to take money out of our military benefits with TRICARE. And they're trying right now, or they did get a law passed that would force retirees in a certain group to pay, their costs. But we're fighting to get that removed because way back when, we were promised medical care. And we have TRICARE that helps. But Congress keeps trying to do things to take things like this away from us. And so we have legislation with all the other military associations to help tutor our congressmen and senators about what the needs of the military are and to try to keep our vets safe, healthy, and, we got so many VA suicides. military people, suicides all the time. And a lot of this is post-war stuff, but we're not properly taking care of them. One of the biggest things that the FRA and other military associations are trying to do is get our vets the needs, the care they need to be healthy and to take care of their families. That's the biggest fight we got going on right now as an organization.
It seems to me that the VA does everything they do to drag their feet so that the veteran will die before they have to spend a nickel on them.
Exactly.
If we just ignore them a little bit longer, they'll go away. They'll stop coming in, or they'll pass away, and then we won't have to deal with them. We constantly are working with our program with Silver Star Widows and Veterans, which takes care of our elderly widows after the veteran husband has passed away, with the advocacy for widows compensation and for widows combat pay. And we constantly are having to fight the program to get them in there. It seems like they're $10 over the account because they make too much money, or they weren't in, they were 89 days in country instead of 90 days in country, and all these different things where there's no slack to offer that opportunity for the widow that's left because that person was in combat. That man or that woman who served in combat gave them that right, that eligibility, because of where they served and what they did. And that overflows into all these other programs that you're referring to. The question is how do we get more military personnel to run for office, to have a voice at the top? Because there are so many people who have never served this nation with liberal backgrounds, or no, they're just ignorant to the fact of what military do. That when these military issues come up, they have no common sense to be able to make rational decisions.
That's exactly my comments. I was working with Congressman Kiley in the Sacramento area, and I asked him how many military veterans are currently serving in Congress, and he couldn't come up with many.
I think it's like two or three.
I think this is the biggest problem. We, even in D.C., we haven't had a very high percentage rate of military veterans since way back when we had a bosun mate, chief, was sergeant-at-arms in the Senate. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But at that time, we had a pretty good contingent of military. But not anymore. I think it's down to less than 10%, even in U.S. Congress.
I think that something that should be required is that you don't have to necessarily have – if they don't run for office, they don't make it into that office. That's one thing. But every congressman and senator or representative should have a military advocate on their staff.
Exactly.
Who has served at one point or another with certain capable eligibility that can give them information based on what it was like to be in the military. Hey, this would work here. This wouldn't work here. These things affect individuals in a certain way here. These have no effect on them here. Because we do not have enough advocacy. When I say advocacy, we don't have enough voices out there in the trenches to be able to help support us, regardless if they run for office. We're coming up on a break here in just a second. But I think that that's one of the things, is we just don't have enough voices out there. So how would we go about to make that happen? Maybe that's something that we need to bring up with our hierarchy, with the FRA and some of our other veterans organizations, to be able to push that as part of what needs to be taking place.
Vets need to take upon themselves to get involved with the Veterans Veterans Affairs Council in their county or in the state, and they work with the congressmen and senators. This is what we need our vets to do, through their organizations or personally.
We're going to talk a little bit about that in just a minute. We'll be right back. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions.
Our tribute concert series lineup will keep you entertained with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Performing today's pop charts, rock and roll, classics to country music.
Amarillo, I'll be there.
Tickets 15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Lineup and tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Said, Mama, I know you have a lot of plans for me. College in the fall, hey, I'm almost 18. I've been doing lots of thinking about a lot of stuff. Went down to the recruiter today and I signed up. If not there, then where? If not now, then when? If not this, then what else can I defend? Being gone and being scared, what else can I do? If not me, Mama, if not me, then who?
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. Our guests this morning are the president and former president of the West Coast Region for the Fleet Reserve Association. Our next guest we're going to talk with is Steve Matthews. And Steve, your former chief, and we're talking about the issues that are taking place with our veterans, not just the Navy and the Marine Corps, but across the board for all of our veterans.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of difference between any of the branches of service. It might be a dysfunctional family, but it's still a family. And when I got out after Vietnam, didn't want to have anything to do with the military. I know there's a lot of veterans that are getting out now that feel the same way. It took me a long time to get around to the point to where not only did I want to go back in the military, but the idea that I want to give something back. So myself and Bill Hansel, we both, as an example only, we've both gotten certified to be veteran service officers by the VA through the Fleet Reserve Association as our sponsor is one way we try to give back. Okay. The ESGR program, Employers Supported Guard and Reserve, just another way to give back. So, I would say for the generations after me, you know, it's not much different than the generations before me. I've talked to World War II veterans went through the same thing. They didn't want to talk about what they did in the military either, or they just kind of put it behind them and tried to move on with their lives. So recognize that you still have a voice. You have to put that voice together. You really have to be part of an organization to do that. So it's not just you talking by yourself because, you know, there's just not a lot of power in that in politics. You have to have a big group to do things. You have to work with other people to get things accomplished. Same thing as you did on active duty. You never did anything by yourself. So no matter what organization you decide to belong to, be part of them and give something back, and you'll get just as much in return.
I think our military personnel have even a greater voice if they were able to utilize that to make it happen. They have experience. They've been around the world. They've seen things. They've done things that probably 90% of the population has never seen or done. And so they bring a completely different attitude, a completely different point of view to the table than anybody else. And we just don't capture enough of that.
If you're a veteran, you bring a different point of view to everything that you touch. You bring a different attitude to getting things accomplished than other people do just because they haven't had that opportunity or haven't been put through that crucible. So, every time I go someplace, if I find somebody's a veteran, I try to talk to them. And I really want, specifically for VA benefits, 9 out of 10 veterans don't even apply. And a lot of them that try, they get turned down. Think of it. It's just like going to a court of law. You need a lawyer. You need an advocate or somebody. You need somebody can guide you through the process. Your county veteran service officer is a good resource. Veteran service officers and military service organizations, they're a good resource. But also, you could take the course, take a course, become a VSO, and give back to others. Okay, so the opportunities are out there. If you want to do it, it's there.
So let's talk a little bit more about some of these other programs that you're working with that are coming back. And Bill, you can chime in anytime you want. I know that one of our biggest issues that we have with the FRA right now is getting more support from individuals who are coming out of the military, but also individuals who have served, such as myself, during the global war on terror since 9/11. These men and women are out there, and we know that they're dealing with issues or whatever else. They're trying to get on with their lives. But like you said, it's a team effort, and the bigger the voice, the greater the opportunity to serve and to get services.
Yes. Everything you did in the military is a team effort, and the kind of things that you're dealing with now are just not on you. There's other people out there willing to hear you out, hear what you've got to say, help you out. You're still part of a team. You just don't know you are until you become active.
So when you talk about the Fleet Reserve Association, who's eligible? What branches of service are eligible for that?
That's any Navy, Marine Corps, or Coast Guard veteran, retiree. You don't need a bunch of time in service. Some people, they have problems in recruit training or elsewhere in training, and they don't serve that much time, but you're still part of that family.
And so that family, that's a broad spectrum when it comes across those three branches.
And when we do events, a lot of the events are not necessarily focused on those three branches of service. We're going to place flags out at San Joaquin Valley National Veterans Cemetery later this month. We're going to place a flag by every gravestone until we run out of flags, regardless of branch of service. And you can't do that without it touching your heart.
Especially when you read every name on those headstones as you go along.
Absolutely.
You read the dates, you read the service, where they served. And it's like when we go out to our Igo Veterans Cemetery here in our own community, it's an extremely beautiful place. It's quiet. It's touching. And these people that are in our cemetery here in our community are those that we've grown up with. These people are veterans that we know that have come from all over our world, from all different backgrounds and spectrums, who have served our nation faithfully.
They're friends. They're neighbors. They're shipmates. They're people you served with. And I have friends that are at Igo. I have friends in the one cemetery in Dixon. I have friends down in San Joaquin Valley National Cemetery.
So, Bill, as we get ready, we've got 4 minutes left. We're coming. Time goes fast on the one-hour program now. And so, is there any other items that you'd like to bring to focus here as we get ready to close?
No, I can't think of anything. And I know that the military organizations in general are losing members through death and everything else, and we are unable to fill in those gaps. So I'm saying any vet out there joining any veteran association, now's the time. Get in there and support your military buddies, past, present, and future.
And then the other thing we were talking also is the new culture with the phones and things like that that kind of keeps our younger veterans out of the program.
Well, that's a way to communicate amongst yourselves, but it's really hard to form action. We have legislative services within our organization like the other military service groups do, and we have the ability to reach out to your congressman or senator and let them know how you feel, an action line. And there's another one you can put on your phone called Voter Voice that the FRA sponsors, that you can just see the kind of issues that are going on, and you can speak your mind.
So if somebody was interested in being a part of the FRA and they're not necessarily in this community, how would they get a hold of your program?
Well, they can just go to www.fra.org, and they can find out what the organization's about, and they can find a branch near them. People here in Reading, you've got a good branch that needs people to keep it going. That's why Bill and I are up here, is to try to see if we can help the branch keep going.
Well, I want to just once again, I want to say thank you to both of you that are here. You're part of our community from throughout the West Coast and our Northern California area. And so we, as being part of the secretary for the Fleet Reserve Association up here for the one in Reading, we have our offices there in Anderson. We hold the meetings in Anderson at the museum office. Their Northern California Veterans Museum at 2110 North Street. And so we've lost members through our program also through attrition and also because of age issues. It's very difficult at times to bring the younger veterans in. They're busy with their families. They're busy trying to live their lives or their jobs. They're trying to get careers. They're trying to pay their bills. And once again, it's a different, you know, when a lot of our older veterans came back. They were on ships. They came back that way through transportation. There was a social structure, and that's why there was really a lot of World War II and Korean War veterans, because that 30 days across the sea was a bond, a great bond, and they kept that bond going. Now you're home in 72 hours. Now you fly for 24 hours straight, and you're literally from the combat zone in Kuwait to landing on the ground at Point Magoo, and all of a sudden you're still looking for your combat gear, you're looking for everything, and you're at home. I mean, yesterday you were getting shot at, and today you're back in the United States.
Yeah, and the sand's still inside your boots, right?
That's exactly right, and your head, because it's just a totally different aspect and a totally different place from where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things that we're looking at, trying to get that taken care of. So once again, I want to say thank you to both of you for being here. I'll invite you back when you have the opportunity so we can share more information. And I want to say welcome home to both of you as Vietnam veterans. And I want to say thank you for your service. We appreciate your service. We appreciate what you've done for our nation. And we can never say thank you enough. You've been listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll talk to you next time.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is
at Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters.